Shalom to all. Today's office is Shamicha Giga Daf Tes Vav. We're starting right at the top with a brand new halacha. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shamosh Haven Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Nightly Dayim. One has to wash their hands. Lachulin for Chulin, Ulamaiser and for Meiser, Lachuman for Chuma as well. No Lachayish for Kaidash, meaning for Kachim Matbilin. They have to immerse their hands, and we're going to see that means in a regular mikvah. And Ulchatos in regards to being involved with the Mechatos, meaning the water, the ashes, the Paradum are going to be mixed in, and that's going to tire people and kill them. Their Tamei Meis. So Im Nitmu Yadav. If a person's hands became Tamei, Nitmu Guf. As considered, like his whole body became tame because we're much more machmir when we're dealing with paraduma. So we're on right away. Ask a question. There's a din that when a person's being involved with chulin, regular plain food, that his hands are tame. We know this din in regards to truma. Now, why is that? Let's just pause and remind ourselves of the different levels of tuma. The highest level of tuma is avatoma. Now, if avatoma touches something, that's a rishon. Rishon touches something, that's a sheni. Sheni to shlishi, shlishi to revi. Now, the thing is, when we're dealing with regular chulin, the lowest level of tuma can become is a sheni. It can't become anything lower than that. And when we say that hands are tame, the hands themselves are sheni. So if they touch chulin, they're not going to be metame the chulin. They're only going to be metame truma, which could become a shlishi, and they also can be metame kadshim, which could become a revi, but they can't be metame chulin. So what's the big deal? Why should a person have to wash their hands before chulin? So Ella must be, says Gemara, Krib Shimon Elazar. The Mishnah is like Krib Shimon Elazar. Krib Shimon Elazar, Amir, he says, yes, yadayim l'chulin, that hands could become tame in regards to chulin. However, right away the Gemara says, no, divra kaili, this is according to everybody. Why is that? Kadeshe batal mena truma. We want a person, specifically a kayin, but really all people as well. We want them to stay far away from Chuma if they're Tame or if their hands are Shani. And therefore, there's this added Chumrah, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, that even when we're dealing with Chulin, a person has to make sure to wash their hands beforehand. And therefore, there's added Chumrah, even according to the Rabbanon, that we want to make sure that people stay away from Chuma. And therefore, even by Chulin, they have to wash their hands. Now, what's the Shita of Rav Shimon Elazar that we just mentioned? Tani Rav Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Elazar teaches in Rav Meir, Hayudayim Tchila Chulin, that a person's hands, if he doesn't know if they're Tahar, they're considered Tchila, which means they're Rishon in regards to Chulin. So if they touch Chulin, it's going to become a Shani, or Zushniyos, they're considered Shniyos Atoma Lutruma in regards to Truma, that's going to make it a Shlishi, and that's why one have to wash his hands. But again, as we just said, this din in the Mishnah is really according to everybody, not just Rav Shimon Elazar. But now I think Mara suggests, my Rav Shimon Elazar Krabi Kiva, seems like Rav Shimon Elazar just like Krabi Kiva. The Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there, Hamachas Yadav Bais Hamnuga, if a person puts his hands inside a Bais Hamnuga, this is a house that has Saras, and we're not talking about where he walked into the house, if he went in there and he stayed for a certain amount of time, he and maybe his clothing become Tamei. We're just talking about where he put his hands into a Bais Hamnuga. Yadav Tchila, his hands are considered Rishon Latoma, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, whereas Chama and Chama say Yadav Shniyos, his hands are only Shniyos, as it's actually Mashma that our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, not the Rabbanon, because we see both Rav Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Akiva hold the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, really, Kerabbanon he, our Mishnah could be the Rabbanon. So what's the difference between that Braisa and this Mishnah? The answer is, Taman, over there, Matamon. What's the reason why they would be Geyser? There's no Svara to be Geyser that the person's hands are Rishon Latoma when he puts his hands into the Bais HaMenuga. If we're going to be Geyser, they're Tame, so just say that they're Tamei Shniel Atoma. There's no reason to say that they're Rishon. That's why the Chum say that they're Sheni. However, Hach over here, Mitakshat Omer Lo Yadav Shniyos, once you tell a person that his hands are Shniel Atoma, Afu Badam and Atruma, so he's going to even stay away from Truma, which is the whole point, and that's what we said a couple lines ago. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Volei Machos Mashke Gazer Alein, isn't the whole reason why we're guys in the first place that hands have a din of Toma on them, even though we don't know for sure, is because of Mashke, we're afraid that there's liquid on the hand which is going to be Tamei Truma, and there's a din called Paisal Satruma, Aisa Mashkin Tchila, and therefore View Tchila. The whole gzeir is because of mashka, because of liquid that might be on his hands, so we should say that his hands are rishon. Why are we saying they're sheni? Says Gemara, no, kavachaymer, it's kavachaymer. Ma'am tevul yoyim shudvar taira, just like a person who's a tevul yoyim. That's doiraiso, which means he had a doiraiso toma, and he went to the mikveh that day, which means he's a tevul yoyim, he immersed that day, but he's still not allowed to touch truma. In a elo paisel yadayim, that only passels his hands, which means his hands are only considered a sheni, while shehen medivrayim, in a elo paisel, he only passels truma, which means he's only considered a sheni, but again, it's almost originally doiraiso, while yadayim, when we're dealing with hands, shein medivrayin, this is only a din drabban anyway, like kol shekein, shouldn't we say for sure that maximum his hands are sheni and not anything more than that? Now, davar acher, another understanding is, kolom gazra al yadayim, loikadei shei badam ana truma, isn't the whole reason, as we're saying, the reason why a person's hands are considered tamei is that he should stay away from truma, so as not to metamei it, wal mitachshat omer lo yadav shniyos, afu badam ana truma. Once you tell him that his hands are shniyos, he's going to stay away from truma, so there's no reason to be machmir more than necessary. Again, the whole purpose is to keep him away from truma, so just simply say that his hands are considered a sheni and then he's going to stay away from truma. Now we bring up another point, which is going to help us further clarify this. Tamatani, over there we have a Mishnah, Mzachs Bikurim, then Hatruma, Vahabikurim, in regards to Truma and Bikurim, Chavanale Misa, a person would be Chayv Misa, which means Misi B'dei Shemaim. If he eats it, we're talking about a Zar, a non-Kayin, or a Kayin who's Tamei. Chaymishan added fifth, if a Zar, if a non-Kayin eats one of these things, he has to not only pay the value that he ate, but also an added fifth, Vahasarun Lazarim, and they're also Tanan Kayhanim, Vahinechse Kayin, they're considered the property of the Kayin, he's allowed to do whatever he wants with it, Vahilin Bechrumea, and they're bottle 1 in 100, if one part falls into chulin, it's batal only 100. One has to wash their hands beforehand. V'harav shemesh, and harav shemesh as well. If they're tame and they go to the mikveh that day, they have to wait till nightfall in order to be able to involve themselves in truma and bikurim. And here's the key: hare ilu b'truma bikurim, ma she'ein kein b'maaser. This applies to truma bikurim, but it does not apply to maaser. Now, why is that a question? Well, that's from based on top. The Gemara says, tamana tamar. Over there, you say in this mishnah we just quoted that ein ha'maaser ton ruchitza. The maaser is excluded from all these dinim. So that means that when one's involved themselves in maaser, he doesn't need to wash his hands. Whereas v'hacha tamar ha'maaser ton ruchitza. In our mishnah, we said the maaser does require hand washing. How do we answer this? And the answer is hindat amar maaser ton ruchitza rabbanon. Hindat amar ein ha'maaser ton ruchitza remeir. Our mishnah says the maaser requires hand washing beforehand. Is the rabbanon? The other mishnah we just quoted doesn't require hand washing before maaser. That's shitas remeir. Where do we get this from? Tinin taman. We have a mishnah over there. This is Maseches Para. Kalaton biyasmayim midiver seifrim. That if a person is tamei midirabbanon, so he requires biyasmayim. He has to immerse in the mikvah because he's tamei drabbanon. Metames hakodesh upaisal sa truma. In this state of his of tamei drabbanon, he's metame kodesh if he touches it and he passes truma. However, umoter bechulin b'maaser, he's allowed to be involved in chulin and maaser. Divrei Rameh's Rameh's opinion. Whereas v'cham aser b'maaser, the cham aser by maaser. And so we see that even when we're dealing with the drabbanon, the cham aser maaser, that would be our mishnah. Whereas Rameh matters it, so that would be the mishnah in Bikurim. However, right away the Gemara says that can't be because v'lo shmiya the amar of Shmuel b'shem Reb Zeira. Must be he hadn't heard what Shmuel said in Reb Zeira. The amav cham aser maaser. What are the chamim asering in this case of maaser that we just quoted? Nifsal gufay milay chaba maaser. That's referring to his body being puzzled to eat maaser. Again, we're talking about a person who's ta'un bias mayim midivrei seifrim. He contracted a tumah on his whole guf, which is midrabanan, so he's not allowed to eat maaser, and that's what they're referring to. That's why they're more machmir. But he says in regards to hand washing, they're machmir, and therefore we can't necessarily answer that our mishnah is rabanan and the mishnah in Bikurim is Rameir. So that's why the Gemara says Maikadain. How do we answer it? Seems like we have a steer between our mishnah and that one of Bikurim. So we have another suggestion. Hand out Amar HaMaiser Ton Ruchitza. That which we had said in our mishnah, that maaser requires washing beforehand, that's Baroitza Loichal, if the person wants to eat the maaser. But the Hand out Amar Ein HaMaiser Ton Ruchitza, that which the mishnah Bikurim says, the maaser doesn't require hand washing beforehand, that's Baroitza Liga, that if he wants to touch it, so then that's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, what's make a difference? V'loi who writes a Loichal, who writes a Liga? Isn't that the same thing? If he wants to eat it, he wants to touch it. What's the reason to differentiate between them? If anyway, maaser is not able to become shlishi latoma, and only truma is. But still, you're saying that in regards to eating it, a person has to wash their hands. So why should that din not apply as well to just simply touching it as opposed to eating it? There's no reason to differentiate. Answers the Gemara, there actually is. El mishum netilas srach. It's because of netilas srach. Srach means we're afraid the person is going to be pulled after truma, and therefore there is a difference between eating and touching. Since if we allow him to eat maaser without washing his hands, he might end up doing that to truma. So if he has to wash his hands before eating the maaser, but in terms of touching, so there's no srach. Touching maaser is not going to have anything to do with eating truma. But the market team is asking about Tanina, and we had learned in our mishnah truma. Truma was one of the things mentioned in our mishnah along with maaser. And v'chiyesh b'truma shum netilas srach. Are we able to say that the reason why a person has to wash their hands before truma is because of srach? He might end up eating truma. That doesn't make any sense. The chiv to wash before involving oneself in truma is because of truma. It's not because of a srach. If he does this, he might end up doing something else. This is the main problem itself. And since truma was mentioned along with maaser, it must mean that it has the same din. So we still need to understand. El Rav says the Gemara b'chulin shenasu agav taharas hakodesh. We're talking about regular chulin, but it's being prepared and treated with a high level of kodshim, and that's what we have to be careful with. Ask the Gemara b'chulin shenasu agav taharas hakodesh like a chulin hain. Well, chulin which is being prepared at the high level of kodshim, isn't that still considered like chulin? What's the difference? And the answer is somewhat looping back to the beginning. Tifter ikrav shimon elazar ikrav blazar reb tzadik. We would have to explain it like reb shimon elazar or like reb blazar reb tzadik. Ikrav shimon elazar, ikrav shimon elazar. The time reb shimon elazar, reb shimon rameir. We had an amud aleph that hayidaim tchil chulin reshnius latruma. That a person's hands, if he doesn't know if they touch something that was tummy or not, so they're considered a reshine when it comes to chulin and sheni when it comes to truma. Ikrav blazar reb tzadik, or we have to go ikrav blazar reb tzadik. The tanin taman, we have mishnah over there. Maseches Taras. The tanakama holds chulin shenasal gav hakodesh harein kechulin. Chulin that a person's going to be treating like kachim still is considered like chulin. Whereas blazar reb tzadik, he says no harel ketruma. It's treated like truma. Tamishnayim lepsol echad, and so therefore this could be like Reb Elazar Tzadik. So either Reb Shimon Elazar or like Reb Elazar Tzadik, and that'd be the only way to answer it. Kiti Yuzkas Meshul. We had said Elokash Matbilin for Kodesh. A person has to immerse his hands, and now we clarify this. Call him Dinin Matbilin. Anytime Mishnah tells us that a person has to be Matbil, that means Barbaim Saw and Kaimin. We're talking about in a mikvah of 40 saw. It means when a person is being Matbil his hands for Kodesh, he does that in a mikvah. Ask the Gemara Vatanin. We have Mishnah that says Hanetol Yadul Makadesh Tzarch Revias. The person is washing his hands for Makadesh, which means for Hektish for Kodesh. He needs Revias, which is not that much water. That's how much you make Kiddush on. It's a little bit of water, and that definitely means that you do not have to immerse it in a mikvah. So Rabbi Elazar answers, "Can be dime tamei, can be dime tahiris." That which our mishnah is referring to is when his hands are tamei for sure. Whereas this mishnah that we just quoted are referring to where his hands are tahar. top. He answers differently. In both places, we can say they're talking about the same thing, either with tahar or tama hands. So what's the difference? Amit is talking about when he's dealing with hekdesh, real hekdesh from the base of mikdash. Whereas that mishnah, the one we just quoted, is talking about where he's dealing with chulin shenasal gava kodesh. So it's not real hekdesh. He's treating it with a level of hekdesh, but it's still not real hekdesh, and therefore a revius of water is just fine. Where's that for the day? Pick up tomorrow discussing the last part of the mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.